Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Deb Hill, and today my devotional is titled Empowered. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Ephesians 3:16-17 from the NIV. We recently acquired a vintage VW Bug named Harriet. She is 52 years old, a little quirky, and is not fuel injected. If I turn the key on, the starter turns the engine over, but not much else happens. However, if I pump the accelerator twice and then crank the engine, Harriet springs to life with a roar, and with a little more gas, settles into that pleasing VW purr. I thought about Harriet when thinking about the Holy Spirit's power. As believers, we know we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, and we know about His gifts. But do we know how to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit? Do we turn on the key each day and just let the Holy Spirit sit in our hearts and never really experience the power He wants to give us? Or do we pump the accelerator through prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to show us how to use our gifts? And then do we add a little more gas and ask for opportunities and practice obedience? I love the thunder and lightning storms we sometimes have. They are powerful. Then there are the storms on our journey of life that the Holy Spirit can help us weather when we tap into His power. He is a person, not a mere force. We know this from John 14:16, where Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, intercessor, advocate, to be with you forever. I am your first helper," Jesus says, "and the Father will send you another helper. Just as you have known me as your personal helper, you will know Him. And He is no mere human person, for He is the Spirit of God. Why would we not seek Him with all our hearts and all our strength? But how? Meditate on, pray and study Scripture. Obey what you have heard and believed. Desire all that God is and has for you. Expect His nudges and take action. 7-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady said, "Don't withstand the storm, be the storm." He was talking about being a storm on the football field. I don't know about you, but I want the Holy Spirit's power or storm to surge through me. I want Him to fill me up and pour me out to bring Him glory. My prayer today, Father, we want to be your empowered storm. Help us put the pedal to the metal and let the Holy Spirit ignite the sparks in us of proclaiming truth, encouraging people, and bringing you glory. We want to experience the fullness of your Spirit in and through us and have an unquenchable thirst for your presence and power. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.